the historic bells of Albany City Hall. Welcome to Albany Street, a public affairs presentation of Albany Broadcasting.
Happy Easter. It is Easter Sunday. I'm Joe Condon, and we are delighted to have with us, he hopped in the studio, Bishop Edward Scharfenberger of the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese. Happy Easter, Bishop Scharfenberger.
Happy Easter, Joe, and everybody who's listening this morning. And boy, we were really waiting for this, weren't we? I don't think we've ever been more ready for spring and for Easter and for all of those signs of life that we love to celebrate every year.
Now, I noticed the Easter Bunny brought in this morning. Easter baskets filled with Scharfenberger Easter candy.
Oh, they're still in business? That's wonderful.
No, I haven't followed. I'm aware of them because
it's
of
good
you.
Chocolate. You know, they're distant cousins, but I don't get a break there. But it's good chocolate. Yeah.
I will have to try. I've looked a couple times online, and they say it's available in Price Chopper, but I've never seen it in the store.
Yeah, series. I think the company is owned by Hershey now. It used to be out of Oakland.
Okay.
And I think Hershey bought the rights, but it's possible, man, wherever you can get it, but it's not cheap.
Here in the Roman Catholic Diocese, as people enjoy their Easter candy, that you have 14 counties that you are responsible. Albany, Columbia, Delaware, Fulton, Green, Montgomery,
right. Berkham, and very Siegel, diverse counties, too.
Albany, yeah. Saratoga, Rensselaer, Schoharie, Warren, and Washington counties. What's your favorite county? Put you on
oh,
the spot.
Oh, I better not say that. But I better not say Albany either, because, even though I live there, too, some of the most beautiful territory, really, the further away you get from Albany, and the diversity, too. You go north, you get the mountains, you go down southwest, Delaware County, beautiful, beautiful like the foothill type of things. Even reminds me of parts of Europe when I see it. I enjoy driving. You know, I don't have a driver. And sometimes people say, oh, Bishop, that's far away. It's 2 hours. I love that time on the road. I can think, I can pray, and I can just enjoy God's creation. So, as a matter of fact, last weekend I was down in Hancock, you know, which is the fly fishing capital of the world. We got a lot to brag about in our diocese.
Where is Hancock?
Hancock is down in Delaware County.
Okay.
It borders the opposite side of the Delaware River, is Pennsylvania. And it's right there on the river there. And beautiful people, too. Yeah.
Well, the last time you were in, we were talking about this before going on the air this morning, it was Easter time. And a lot has happened in the diocese since then. COVID-19 had a...
Well, I wouldn't know because I've been out of the diocese, you know, so what do I know about Albany, too, and being in Buffalo there? But I know a lot of people may not know I was helping the folks out there for a while till they got a new bishop. But no, yes, you're right. A lot has happened, and it feels different this year, though, than last year, though, doesn't it? We feel like we're coming out of the dark tunnel. So, but a lot has happened. It's true.
Has attendance at the churches been pretty much back to normal?
What's normal, you know? And what's normal? And we really want to go back to normal. I'll tell you, one of the things that has happened is we've learned quickly how to communicate by the use of, you know, social media and live streaming. And there are many people that have been able to get online. You know, for example, today I'll be at the cathedral at 11 o'clock, and there will be a pretty good attendance. You know, I don't know if it's going to be 3 or 6 feet apart. You know, there's been a change, as you know, but we've been following the rules. So it will be probably up to capacity as to what we can safely do. But many people will probably join us by live streaming. And so we have engaged a whole new cohort of people that otherwise may not be present. So I think we'll continue that as time goes on. So I wouldn't judge our vitality solely by the church attendance. But to answer your question, it has been ticking up.
Do you archive your masses so that folks can enjoy them at a different time?
I know they are archived. I don't personally have access to that, but if you would be in touch with our communications people, I'm sure that some arrangement can be made. We do keep some of them on the website. Yeah.
Catholic Charities has been active and helpful during this COVID-19
yes.
period, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about that a little bit.
Well, for example, there have been periodically food distributions, and they've succeeded very well. One of the things that we know is that there are many people that have experienced hardships that they never imagined because of the COVID, you know. So people that suddenly, you know, teacher that is suddenly out of work that was doing day school, or somebody who just because of illness maybe in the family had to be home. So there was no way of predicting who would find themselves in dire need. So Catholic Charities has been great in throwing out more than a lifeline, but giving people resources to those things that they needed, you know. And sometimes it's food, sometimes it's clothing, sometimes it's help with the rent, sometimes it's help with the medications. But all of the resources of charities have been engaged. And I have to say kudos to our volunteers. They've just been tremendous. Really, they've risen to the occasion.
Easter Sunday, the program is Albany Street. I am Joe Cotton. We are delighted and honored to have with us Bishop Edward Scharfenberger. This is your seventh year in the diocese, right?
That's what they say. Yeah, I'm proud.
you came here on, they're saying you came here on April 10th of
2000. Well, April 10th, 2014 right. is when I was actually ordained bishop. I hadn't been bishop before and installed. They plopped me down in the chair, and I've been here ever since, yeah.
I remember that day your parents were there, and mm-hmm. Cardinal Dolan was there.
That's right.
And it was just a wonderful ceremony. The only thing I remember outside, it was kind of windy, wasn't it?
It was a beautiful day, though, because it had been cold up to that point.
Right.
That particular day, the sun came out, and the wind sort of blew out all of the malaria, the bad air, you know, as the Italians say. And it was a beautiful day. It was so I like to think it was the Holy Spirit, you know, because I need the Holy Spirit, let me tell you. I rely on the Holy Spirit.
The March 4th edition of the Evangelist newspaper honored the nuns and sisters of the Capital Region. How are vocations going for the nuns right now?
Well, you have to go. Each religious community really does their own recruiting, and much depends upon the mission. And I have to tell you right now, those religious communities that are focused on missions, that are very clear on their mission, like focus on the poorest of the poor,
right.
The Sisters of Life focusing on helping pregnant women who might otherwise be in jeopardy. Certainly the Sisters of Charity, Mother Teresa's sisters, you know, who deal with those in poverty most. Those communities have been flourishing as of late. And there have been some new religious communities coming in, too. So, but each community has its own, you know, I understand that there is a new postulant for the Sisters of St. Joseph, as well as for, I think, the Sisters of Mercy. But look, I believe that the vocations are there, and I think if we actually see what is being done, the good work that the sisters do, sometimes not always publicized. The more we see, the more we attract.
I had the honor of being taught by the Sisters of Mercy at St. Patrick's Grammar School in Albany. And the Daughters of Charity and the Sisters of St. Joseph's were both stationed at Cardinal McCluskey High School.
Mm-hmm.
And many years after Kathy and I graduated from those schools, we remained friends with them.
Yeah, I remember sisters, you know, shortly after I was ordained, one of the sisters that actually taught me in 1B, Sister Ellen John, actually gave me a call and reached out to me. And then we carried on. I went down to visit her. She knitted a beautiful yellow shawl for my mom. And after all of those years, you know, some 60 years passed, and she remembered me well, and I remembered her.
My favorite is Sister Catherine Mary, a sister of St. Joseph at Cardinal McCluskey High School. We remained friends with her for years and years and years.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Now, speaking of the Sisters of St. Joseph, their convent in Latham made national news this year. 9 of their sisters died. What the heck happened there?
Well, I think that the same situation that a lot of confined institutions, a lot of confined, you know, the nursing homes, it was just the proximity more than anything else. And the vulnerability, let's be realistic about this, that most of those who were exposed to the illness and ultimately didn't make it had pre-existing conditions. And, you know, you have to remember that. The age, the longevity among religious communities is very high. When I would visit the sisters over there, you know, the number of nonagenarians, even those, you know, and knocking on the century mark there was rather high. So it's understandable that they were most vulnerable. But I have to tell you, the care that the sisters give, you know, to their aging sisters is phenomenal. And, but, you know, it was sad to see how so many of them did pass.
But vocations are starting, as far as you know, you're hearing vocations are starting to pick up a little bit, because that was a great addition to the evangelist saluting the nuns that you ran.
I think so, and I trust the Holy Spirit will continue to inspire. And I always say, don't be afraid. If you get the urge, look, pursue it, you know, it because you never know. So much good can be done by the works that so many of our religious do. So we continue to pray.
Only have a few seconds before going into the break, so I'll ask you this one. We talked about the Evangelist newspaper. I think it's great. In the past year or so, it's kind of evolved. It's always very interesting. And I notice you're reaching out to, folks that normally you wouldn't, that are very important. But
that's the idea. And Mike Matfdy, our editor, has been phenomenal, too. And Mary Poust, our director of communications, they work very closely together. The board is dynamic. And they have made that attempt to try to reach out to other cohorts, if we can put it that way, young people that may not necessarily even be regular churchgoers, but are interested in what the Catholic diocese is doing and the works that we do. So there's a lot in there. It's very entertaining.
Well, we get the evangelist once a week on our front porch at the Codhouse. But also, there's the online edition. Is that doing well as well?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you can get access to a lot of these online. There's a link on our website, which is rcda.org. You can find all our mass schedules there, too.
Program is Albany Street. It's Easter Sunday morning. I'm Joe Connor. We are delighted to have with us Bishop Edward Scharfenberger of the Albany Roman Catholic Diocese. We're going to be back in a moment.